You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. For some of y'all, this is the last day of the week, a day that, you know, do a little bit of work or a lot of work, and then come 5 o'clock, you go home and you get to watch the game tonight, the Sixers game. For me, it's a day that I don't get any sleep, or I didn't get any sleep. You know, I mean, but it's part of the job. I just want to take y'all a little bit inside of what we do. I also want to talk to y'all about last night's game. Last night's Sixers 100-83 loss to the Utah Jazz. And then basically talk about the game that's going to happen tonight with the Sixers between the Denver Nuggets. Now, bear with me a little bit because I'm in the Salt Lake City airport. My flight has been delayed. And a brother's tired. All right. So, like, last night's game, and I just want to share with you, I love my job. Believe me, I love my job. And a lot of times I get a little offended when people say, hey, man, all you do is go to games and write stories. You know, you got a dream job. Yeah, it is a dream job. But believe me, it's on the road, it's crazy. Like, last night, you know, we got back, you know, the beat writers. We got back to the hotel, I want to say, around, like, midnight. You know, I had some stuff to do. So I basically stayed up until like 1:30 doing blog posts and the whole nine. And then I woke up at 4:30, just said I got to get myself some sleep. You know, finished packing clothes a little bit. And then just took a shower, hopped in a cab, came to the airport, and was like, yeah, I'm going to make this flight. As soon as I arrived to the airport, I get the text. I mean, literally, dude. I mean, soon as my car, or the taxi, like, pulled up to the front door, like, you know, or to the terminal, I get a text saying, your flight has been delayed. I'm like, what? But, hey, you know, it just, it goes with the time. All you can do is laugh about it. You know, I'll get to Denver at some point today before the game. Hopefully, it's enough time for me to get there and just unwind a little bit. Because believe me, there's been times when flights have been delayed, and I got to the city, had to hurry up, rush, get dressed, change the clothes, so to speak, and go to the game. And you see everyone else, you see like the Sixers, and you see, you know, there the people in there, like, you know, the TV people who travel with the team. They typically complain to me like, "Well, Keith, we didn't get in till 3 o'clock in the morning," and I want to say to them, you know what? I went to sleep at 2 o'clock and had to wake back up at 4:30. I don't want to hear about y'all not going to sleep until 2-3 in the morning when you didn't wake back up until like noon. But it is what it is. I love my job. I'm gonna keep doing it, you know, for as long as I can, for as long as you know, this paper, this website, or anyone else, you know, enjoys my services. But so again, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to Christmas carols, you know, I'm looking at a Christmas tree, I'm seeing a little baby over there crying, seeing a dude looking at me like, brother, why are you talking into your phone, looking at your laptop, looking like a fool? Hey man, how you doing? Oh, he just gave me a crazy look too. But hey, it is what it is. But look, let's talk about last night's game. You know, the Sixers did what they always do. They somehow managed to blow another fourth quarter lead. You know, they were up 74-70 going into that final quarter, and it just, like, things just fell apart. Now, I know some people were upset. Some people were upset that they were saying, what was Brett Brown doing? He took Nerlens Noel up. You know, what is Brett Brown doing? He took Nerlens Noel out the game. You know, he should be starting at the start of the fourth quarter. He was playing well. We need Nerlens to play. Well, it was kind of like a catch-22. And Brett also said it had nothing to do with who was on the floor. it had more to do with Utah was doing. But it just seems like, you know, when they made that switch, the Sixers just came out flat. And it wasn't just Nerlens, it was other people he had on the floor, or who he didn't have on the floor at that time. But I mean by catch 22, they were down to 9 players with Sergio Rodriguez going down at the end of the third. And it was one of these things where they're playing in altitude. They didn't want to wear people out. They were already tired. So he had to make a couple switches. And then, you know, so he can get these people back in the game, you know, like during the clutch. Unfortunately for them, it just so happened that Utah went on a 21-2 run and broke the game wide open at the start of the fourth. And that was all she wrote, you know. And again, you know, I know sometimes people, they want to point fingers at Brett Brown, and they want to say, like, you know, what was he doing? His play calling was bad. His play calling was awful. He needed to get this guy out the game. I'm just here to tell you he had no other options. No other options. They only had 9 players. This was Nerlens Noel's first real extended game of the season. You know, he was in there in the first quarter for about a 7, like close to 8-minute stretch because Okafor got into foul trouble. And I'm telling you, when my man Nerlens came off the floor, he sat. This is how tired he was. He sat on the bench for a second. Then my man lays on the ground next to the bench, like trying to get his win. And he looked like somebody punched him in the gut and knocked his win out of him. That's how tired he was. And again, that's not a knock against him. It's just that my man hasn't been playing. Like before this, yesterday he played a season high 22 minutes and 18 seconds. He had 14 points, 6 rebounds, 3 of them were offensively, and he had a steal. You know, he was the second leading scorer. But, you know, a lot of people are criticizing Jahlil Okafor, who was the starting center, you know, last night, because Okafor got into early foul trouble. He missed. He went 0-for-2 shooting in the first quarter. He didn't play that much, so he leaves the game. Then he scores all 13 of his points in the second quarter. My man looked good. The third quarter came, and he just didn't look so good at all. He was held scoreless in the second half. So he didn't look good. But the way people want to criticize him, or if they do, you know, you have to find fault with Robert Covington's performance. This guy only finished with 1 point. 1 point. That came off of making 1 or 2 foul shots. Now, Cov did have 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 2 turnovers. But he was 0-for-11 shooting from the field, 0-for-7 on 3-pointers. You can't win like that. You really can't. But tonight, they turn their attention to Denver, a place that I hope I get to go to pretty soon. But tonight they turn their attention to Denver. And, you know, before this trip started, Brett Brown said that he wanted to employ the Twin Towers starting lineup of Joel Embiid and Jahlil Okafor. I asked him last night, are you still going to go with that lineup? And he said, basically, I don't know. You know, he's unsure about it. And for just cause, let's just face it, that lineup has not been working at all. You know, when you have a guy like Ersan Ilyasova, who started yesterday at the 4 spot, and he gives you, you know, 16 points, 12 rebounds, right? He's also a guy when he's, you know, he's paired with Embiid, you know, the Sixers basically do very well. I mean, he stretches the 4, he opens things up for Embiid. You know, the fact that I know, like, you want to give the Twin Towers thing a look, but at the same time, you need to win games. And I'm here to tell you, and I told you this before, over and over and over and over again, that's not the lineup that you win ball games with. You just can't. It looks bad. I mean, the spacing is horrible. Both guys They don't know if they should run to the rim or run outside. And then what teams do, it's like middle school basketball. It's like, oh, we got Embiid playing the four, and they're playing man-to-man. Okay, power forward, why don't you just go out to the perimeter? He'll come out to guard you, and next thing you know, whoever has the ball, we're going to drive the lane and score against Okafor or who else is in the paint. And that's what happens. So, you know, last night, Brett Brown said, when you asked him about the parent, he says, I'm not sure. We'll figure that out. I feel like when you study the numbers, look at gut feel, it has not, at the moment, been successful. Right? He's right. It has not, at the moment, been successful. You know, he said, we'll make that decision more if we study it. Now, I'm here to tell you, if they do the Twin Towers, just by his comment, if they do the Twin Towers tonight, that's just telling me that this is not Brett Brown's decision. It comes from upper management because he wants to win games. And I get it. You know, the fact that, you know, you have three centers, you want to make people happy, you want to find out, you know, who's a keeper, who's not. That's cool, but that's not the coach's job. The coach's job is to try to win games. And when you're sitting there and you're in a game and you know that Ersan Ilyasova playing the four gives you the best opportunity to win, why would you want to do that? So I'm telling you, that can't be the Sixers, Brett Brown's decision. Also, Denver, if the Sixers thought they were tired yesterday, they're going to be, it's going to go to a different level tonight. The reason being is they're playing a second game in altitude, and it's going to be on a back-to-back game. So they're already tired, and then they're going to get out there and they're going to get extra winded. It's kind of like, you know, I hate to say it, like if you're a track athlete and you're at track practice and the coach tells you, okay, I want you to run, you know, 200-400 meters with like maybe a 30-second break in between, right? That first one you do it, at the end, you're going to be winded. You're going to be tired. You're going to be fatigued. But then that second one is really going to kill you because you only got a 30, you know, you're already a little tired and you only got a 30-second break in between. So it's going to be crazy. You know, some people could think that this is a game for the Sixers to could win, and I think it is. They probably have a better opportunity than they did yesterday. But at the same time, the Denver Nuggets are playing better. They're playing much better. So we're going to have to pay attention and see what the Sixers do. But hey, I'm about to end this podcast. The flight attendant just looked at me like I was crazy, saying, who are you talking to? She even turned around and looked at my computer screen. But I just wanted to share some things with y'all. I didn't get a lot of sleep. I hope to get to the hotel and get a little nap, but you never know. I'll talk to you guys. If not tomorrow, I'll definitely talk to you Monday. Thank you and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.